This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bang like Jake's mom's cookies. These two golden eye snookie jokes at the ass in his Gucci. Don't know the rules, you're a rookie. Ask advice, man, you never need to ask them twice. They'll get it right like rice. They'll get it in like Mike. They don't want to fight. These two Jews are nice. Don't need a first class flight. Jake got the golden mic. Amir got the golden life. They got the golden sight. I was born in text. Problems with my sex. Get it off my chest. See what you suggest. And you are always right. And usually a guess. All I really want to hear is the Game Boy. I don't really need a mirror, I need a Game Boy. All a cut needs is a Game Boy, I got problems with my ex. Busted on her flute, coming on her instruments. That's what I do. I got weird ass problems. These two Jews are gonna solve it. I'm a coy boy, I better knock it. Season that cheese like I'm Wallace Gromit. If I were you, what would I do? If I were, what would I do?
Wow.
That's right.
Savage.
That was made by former intern, HeadGum intern Jake.
Really?
Yeah, who's Zyman. Part of a rap crew.
Ryman Zyman, they say.
Yeah, or Riemann Zeman, depending on how you pronounce it.
It's definitely Zyman, because it rhymes with...
Ryman.
If
you don't mind shouting us out, they have a new album coming out June 19th. Which is just happened, and if you you can find it on Spotify or Apple Music under J. Crew, but Crew is spelled C-R-U.
C-R-U.
Yeah.
J. Crew.
They're also on Instagram as J. Crew Raps.
Nice. I feel like we could go on tour with him, right?
Well, that was a Cardi B parody of Cardi B's Money.
Yeah,
so, but he does
he
have original
like,
songs.
Like us in the background as like the woos and stuff. It sounded like I couldn't tell if it was our voices.
So you want to be like the guy on stage next to the rapper that goes, what?
Yeah.
Woo, woo,
woo. I'll be the woo.
Yeah.
I could also do the fart noises at the end of that one.
Like, yeah.
Can you imagine being that guy for Eminem?
The guys
just keep on farting instead.
How does the crew work? Like Drake's on stage partying, and then like a couple of his mans are there.
Right.
So like, are they on the payroll? Do they get paid every 2 weeks, or is it like, hey Drake, can I get $25,000? And he's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Talk to that other guy that handles my money.
I feel like they're basically. I would imagine they're on payroll.
So he has like an LLC or a C corp.
Yeah, I mean he has like money managers or something. It's like. This guy's in the family now.
Yeah.
So, like, take care of him.
So, and put him on. Does he get benefits?
I don't think he gets dental.
Yeah, but he gets probably vision and health.
I feel like he gets, like, in-network PPO type shit.
That's cool. So, no, Drake's like, yo, don't forget to, like, choose your plan. Don't forget to choose your plan today.
He's like, you can't see a specialist.
Yeah.
That's that PPO shit.
That's cool.
Right?
You want to chip with a dip. So don't bring no plain chips.
What is that about?
That's about winning a championship somehow.
That he wants the chips with the dip.
So winning a championship is called the chip. But when he says he wants the chips with the dip, that doesn't mean anything.
Right. Got
so he's
it.
Like, I want a championship with the dip. Don't bring me a plain championship.
Don't forget
the dip.
So he's the dip. I feel like he's the dip.
Yeah. So
like,
he's
like we're
going to
party
good.
The chip. But like, it's special because I brought it to Canada, is how Drake views it.
Yeah, and come to think of it, they don't need healthcare because it's universal healthcare in Canada.
Oh, that's true.
So they're on the payroll, and then the government pays for it through, like, taxes.
No, it's great.
But does what does the man have to do if you're part of a posse?
Where do you think he keeps his cash? Because he also has a residence in California.
Yeah, I would think he supports the arena, so it's Scotiabank Arena. So he keeps the majority of his cash in Scotiabank, and then he has some like, peppered around mutual funds, and he has, like, a portfolio where he's making money on his
money. Does he ever use a debit? I guess he has a debit card. He has to have a debit card.
Yeah.
Does Drake have a wallet?
Yeah, he has a wallet. Or does he just have, like, a credit card? Or does he be a guy?
Yeah, he's got to have a guy.
Yo, you're my wallet now.
Yeah, you get dental.
So you're my wallet. That's good.
That's a good Drake impression.
You think so? You think you're my wallet?
Yeah, I hate it, but it's pretty good.
Yo, so my man over here is my wallet.
Yeah, all you can say is wallet.
Yeah, that's all I can say is wallet.
Yeah, I feel like any other word would trip you up if it didn't end on wallet.
So do you know my man over here? He plays my wallet. Yo, put the cash in your mouth, wallet.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So yeah, I would be Drake's wallet. Would you be Drake's wallet for basically exactly whatever you're earning annually now?
So he has,
but you don't really have to hustle anymore. No, like, nudging agents, no, like, meeting with podcasts, no working on scripts, no taking sponsored ad deals, no hosting shows.
So all I do is walk around Drake.
You're always with Drake. So you're eating lavish meals. You're going on cool vacations. You have a lot of, like, really interesting experiences, but you have no creative outlet. You are Drake's wallet. It's a better job than some other guys. One other guy is Drake's toilet. The other guy
You're my toilet.
And you're my loofah.
You're my loofah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're my wallet.
Right. So you're like, that's pretty good. But I'm also a comedian and a writer.
No.
And I started a podcast company.
Forget that, fam. You're my wallet now. So why don't you eat this loony, eat this toonie?
Would you do that?
Yeah.
That hurts. That sucks for me to hear.
I get to fly on the OVO jet, right?
You would get to fly on the OVO jet. But we would, our partnership would dissolve. HeadGum would be me and Marty.
And my life would be me and party.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't. Yeah, you would be partying, but you're not like.
He would shove fucking dollar coins up my ass, and I would keep it there.
I just meant you would hold his cash.
Oh. Sorry, so I'm not like a human piggy bank for Aubrey.
No, he's not putting coins in your ass.
Yeah, so he'd be like, which slot do you pick? I want you to pick the slot, and I'll put it in my wallet.
You saved it with wallet.
I want my chips with a dip. I would be Drake's fucking condom for $1 a year.
Wow.
So he keeps me in his wallet. I'm literally inside of the other guy that he's chosen.
Oh, I see.
And then when he's ready to have sex,
which is
I'm
probably
the condom.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's probably a whole lot.
I have to be the guy, the go-between. So he, you know, wears me, and I am his.
Well, that's kind of cool because you would be having sex more.
Yeah, and I bet I can have, like, lobster whenever I want.
Right.
But it must be easy to take advantage of Drake because the guy who's his wallet can always steal. Like, did I give you $1 million or $2 million yesterday?
And I feel like there's been too many cautionary tales of that stuff happening, though. Like, now
Drake's in charge of his money?
I think he has too much money that he, like, watches it. But I feel like he's got, like, a team, like, he has a firm of, like, 12 people looking after his money.
Oh, so that way one person can't steal it.
Right. And those people aren't, like,
together.
Yeah, like, and they're not, he's not paying them, he's just, like, paying them a commission on what they earn, what they manage, and what they bring back on the return, is what I would imagine.
God, it must be hard to be, like, really, and he's not even, like, as rich as Jay-Z, who's a billionaire. Like, who's handling that cash?
Yeah, I mean, many people.
Yeah, that's cool. Actually, Drake started out as Jay-Z's toilet.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he, like, broke into the business.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Eminem was Dr. Dre's plunger.
No shit.
Yeah, for, I think, a year.
And Dr. Dre would just, like,
pick him up and sort of shove his head
like
into the bottom of the toilet.
He would give him a swirly to unclog the lock.
Toilet, yeah.
Wow.
But then in between, he'd be like, my name is...
That's how the cadence of that beep started.
Yeah, because in between...
Dre would plunge the toilet so rhythmically that it was hard not to just kind of like spit bars to it.
Brandon. Uh-huh. Brandon. Banana. I think this is what the Defiant Ones was about. Did you ever see that documentary?
I did. It was great.
Yeah.
Great doc.
Do you like diarrhea?
Yeah, the first pass of that is like, it's all about
toilets,
Dre's,
and shit.
Like Dre's gut health.
Yeah. All right. What is this? This is If I Were You. The only advice podcast on the web, hosted by me, Amir.
And me, I'm Jake.
We're back from Chicago.
Chi-town, baby.
If you want to see how much fun we had, listen to the last episode. It's me, it's Jake, it's Ben, it's Thomas. They came out as us.
What a whirlwind.
5 good minutes at the top.
Great. It's a great show.
Great show, great weekend. Thanks to everyone for coming out, not only to our show, but to HeadGum Live in general.
Yeah, thanks to the kids who stayed and partied. They came all weekend. It was so dope. I want to do it again.
How was your weekend food-wise? Did you eat healthy? Did you eat poorly? Did it hurt your stomach?
I slid into shittiness, but I felt like it was the correct pacing. The first day, I ate healthy.
Oh, that's good.
And the second day, I ate
wealthy.
I went on a run first day, right?
So before anything happens.
Yeah, just I'm to like, start I think this weekend's going to be garbage. So I had a healthy breakfast before I left. I got there. I'm like, I don't have to be at the venue for another 2 hours. I went on a nice long run up the lake, down the river, came back, had a salmon salad.
This is
like...
It's funny to hear you describe this knowing that you'd be puking in 14 hours. So yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're running around. You're having a salmon salad.
Things are good. Yeah. I do the NADPOD show.
Yeah.
I get a little buzzed after the show. We get some drinks with people who came out. I get a little drunk.
Pinot Grigio.
I'm not feeling 100%. I'm like, oh, okay, I got to take it easy today. But my brother... calls me. He's in the gym
at 8 a.m.
I was like,
he was drunker than you.
No, it was 10 a.m. Yeah, he was drunker than me. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do anything today. I just want to like veg out till my show. But he calls. He's in the gym. I'm like, damn.
Is that a Micah thing or like a 25-year-old thing where it's like, yeah, I can get really, really drunk and then also work out at 10 in the morning?
I think it must be a 25-year-old. Like Micah did not, he was in bad shape. He didn't want to work out. He was like, I came to the gym to check it out, but it's pretty great. I think I might work out. I don't know if I can. I get there. He's like, okay, I don't feel like working out either. Let's just do like vanity muscles. Easy, easy workout.
Yeah.
But we like went on a run on the treadmill. Just like all of a sudden we start.
Really hard to do when you're hungover.
Yeah. But then we start sweating a little bit and we feel awful. And we're like, but we do a hard workout. And then it's like, should we do abs? I'm like, no, let's skip it. We're going to skip it. And he's like, yeah, we should skip it.
He tricked
it.
You
and
like, he said just vanity muscles. And then he did core and then core, a sprint.
It was a full body. And then at the end, he's like, I have a pretty good sweat. I feel like if we get like really get drenched, we'll feel a lot better.
So he's slowly baiting you into a CrossFit class.
We ended with like, you know, like the ropes. We were like swinging the ropes, just like
high intensity.
Yeah, I was like lying on the floor in a puddle of sweat. Like, and
the
I
the kind that makes you nauseous, even if you weren't hungover.
Even if I wasn't hungover,
and you're already dehydrated.
I was already, and I went to my room and I was like burping the whole entire way. I got to my room. I puked in the bathroom. But after that, I took a shower and I felt amazing.
So it's like you did the puking when you were too drunk, but a day later.
Yeah, exactly. So and it was after a workout. And then I had a nice healthy lunch.
Just repeat the process.
But then
salmon salad.
That night was where it all went to shit. Because then I got deep dish. Then I got drunk. Next day we got a nice big brunch with the whole team and plus the Doughboys.
There was no working out that day.
No. And then that next day I also had deep dish. And then at like 7 p.m. I was like, I'm going to get trashed tonight. I didn't realize I didn't have a show. I'd had
on
one
a Sunday.
Beer. On a Sunday. I was like, I had one beer. And I was like, I'm going to take it easy. But then I had one beer and I was like, I have no show. I'm going to celebrate the weekend. I'm going to get sauced.
Did you get sauced on Sunday?
Stayed out till 2 a.m.
Wow, on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Was Chicago popping off on a Sunday?
No, but we had like a really fun like team drink with some folks from Megan Batoon's show.
And, yeah, they were like, drunk.
The squad.
Yeah.
The young guns from HeadGum. Mario didn't stay out.
No, I was falling asleep like at midnight. I was exhausted from the weekend.
Right. Did you go home right after the final show?
Shortly thereafter, yeah.
You did not get another drink with anybody?
No, God, no.
What did you?
Because I had an 8 a.m. flight.
Oh,
so
right.
Like, I got to wake up at 6:30.
But Jeffrey had an 8. He was on your flight, and he did a fucking power hour at, like, 9 p.m.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't understand that. But I guess maybe it's an age thing. Maybe it's a cool guy thing. But I'm like, I don't want to feel bad at 6 in the morning.
Right.
And it's not like it was a party festival. It was just, like, a intimate green room power 20.
Yeah, but it was like kind of fun because it's camaraderie, it's bonding.
Yeah.
Did you get sauced on Saturday?
Saturday more so than Sunday, yeah. But I wasn't like completely out of control.
What was like the hardest you went? Friday or Saturday?
Saturday during our show.
Right, because you were drinking during the show.
Yeah.
Drank after the show.
Yeah.
Went to the bar.
That's right.
What did you do late night Saturday?
I probably stayed at that other, the first bar till like 1 or 2 and then went home.
No food?
No food, because I had eaten Al's beef the previous day and I was still right. Feeling kind of sick to myself.
You had that drunk food when you were dead sober, 1 p.m.
4 p.m.
4 p.m., you land in Chicago, you go straight to Al's beef.
That's right.
With
the Doughboys. Yeah, you can hear about that on their podcast, which is also out.
There are, I think, I don't know how many of the HeadGum Live podcasts are out, but I think Gabris's is out.
Yeah, the Power Hour is out. Doughboys is out.
Is Nicole's show out yet? Maybe that comes out.
I think I did see it out.
The NADPOD show is out. Listen to them all. We had such a good time. That'll convince you to come to wherever we host the next HeadGum Live Fest.
Ooh, shortlist includes. Should we name the cities we're considering? Like an Olympic committee?
That's fun. And then you can
lobby.
Right, lobby. And if you don't hear your city, you should lobby too.
That's right.
So the shortlist was Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there was Toronto, Atlanta.
Yeah. I'll throw in the Bay Area to that.
San Francisco,
Oakland area.
Somebody mentioned Miami.
Boston.
Miami and Boston.
Big cities.
Yeah. And then I threw out London. I think we should do it in London.
Whoa.
It's a big undertaking.
Yeah.
We brought, I don't know how many people we like ended up bringing to Chicago, if you include
podcasters.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't buy their flights specifically, but.
Yeah, that's going to be a pricey one. Maybe we'll save that for the year after next, the London one. Chicago, Toronto, London seems like a natural evolution. We're getting further and further away.
Mm. I like that. Toronto in the summer. It would have been amazing if it was in Toronto.
During the parade.
Yeah.
Either that or nobody would come to our show.
Right, no one would come to our show.
Just during the parade, there's a giant float. So anyway, this person writes, can we close the door? They're crowd surfing.
Kawhi is hosting a pod.
Could you imagine a Kawhi Leonard podcast?
Is there, who's an NBA player that you would want to either host a HeadGum show or get on your podcast the most?
CJ McCollum has, for the Blazers, has a podcast that's pretty darn good. It's a basketball podcast.
So you think there's a chance that you guys could do some crossover?
Yeah, a little CJ McCollum Buckets collab I think would be a great idea. He's very well spoken and funny. Kevin Love is also very funny. I'd like to talk to him.
Mm. I like that.
We could talk about his body transformation, too.
What's his body transformation?
He used to be a chubby, fatty, doughy guy with a chinstrap beard. And now he's, like, shredded to the point of, like, almost being too skinny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude's fucking... He's hot.
He's hot and he's ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would talk about that.
Cool.
All right, let's get to some questions and answers. After all, this is an advice show. We need a fake female name to refer to this lady as.
Okay, let's do
Say.
It. Let's go with cities that there's no chance we'll do HeadGum Live in ever.
Okay.
Philadelphia.
That's a pretty big one you want to cross off right off the top.
No, you're right. We should do like fucking cities that really don't have a fucking shot. Okay. St. Louis.
That's pretty big.
It's a pretty big one. But I feel like, would we ever do it?
What about a city that sounds like a lady's name?
Okay.
Like Port St. Lucie.
Lucy St. Port,
yeah.
Okay, sure.
Lucy St. Port, right?
Cheyenne.
That's good. Cheyenne is good too. I'm a day one-er, but I'll get sprite to the question. I've been dating this guy for 5 years, and we moved in together a year ago, and our sex life has completely died like an armadillo on the side of a highway. In April, he proposed, and I said yes, because it was the next step for our relationship.
Always good.
But now I can't bring myself to do any wedding planning stuff and dread the thought of getting married. A few weeks ago, I messaged this guy who runs a porn blog I was a fan of, and things have kind of escalated from there. What I thought would be some harmless flirting and telling him I was a fan has turned into nonstop sexting on Kick and sending dirty pictures, videos, and audio recordings back and forth.
Kind of escalated.
We've even FaceTimed to help get each other off.
Kind of.
But he lives on the other side of the state and is married, so there's nothing that can actually happen between us, right?
They live in Rhode Island.
Should I feel guilty about this? Like, is there any more wrong? Is this any more wrong than watching porn or cam girls? My fiance has no desire to touch me anymore, and if I don't actually, and I don't actually touch another guy, does it count as cheating? Also, should I call off the wedding? I'd love to know y'all's thoughts. Thanks a bunch, Lucy.
This needs to be addressed. That's where we'll start.
Call off the wedding?
I don't think it has. I mean, not necessarily, but like, you guys should not get married under these circumstances.
You shouldn't dread it.
Right. You're not, it's not going to, you're not going to get married and things will get better. If anything, it gets more complicated and expensive and hard to get a divorce. I'm not saying don't get married, but definitely don't get married without addressing the issue.
I wonder if some of the weddings that we've been to in our lives, somebody was dreading it and we just didn't know. Because everyone looks happy, but like, imagine like, being lifted up on a chair, but like, oh shit, what am I doing? This is fucking a huge mistake.
Yeah. I would imagine that even people we knew that were dreading it had a good time at their wedding.
Because it's a party.
Your friends are there, you get drunk, you definitely get swept up in the emotion. I was not dreading my wedding, but even like the like tiny bits of anxiety it had about certain parts of my, like I was nervous to do my first dance. Yeah. I was like, shit, that's gonna be like, I don't know. I want everybody to look at me. I don't know how to dance.
Yeah.
But then, like, when you're in the moment, it's beautiful and fun and nice.
So you're saying, despite that, despite being dreadful, you might be able to hide it.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't.
Right. I get, like, I don't think, yeah, yeah, exactly. And I actually told Jill before that I was nervous about the first dance. So really be communicative. I just think that, like, this is such a big problem. If your sex life is this bad, is this dire, that it's got you, like, having a cyber affair, that you need to figure it out before you commit to somebody for the rest of your life. That's it.
And in terms of fucking someone on Kick?
I don't know. I've talked about this before, but I always think it's so weird that people need to quantify it as cheating for them to believe it's wrong.
Like, oh, I don't think so this regardless is like, of what you call it.
It's not traditional cheating, sure. You obviously shouldn't be doing it. And it could easily result in the end of your engagement and relationship.
Best case scenario, congrats, it's not cheating. However, you're dreading a marriage to someone you don't like anymore, right. And you're fucking someone else on the side.
You did not meet the standard of cheating, but other shit's really bad.
Yeah. Also, what do you think a guy who runs a porn blog I was a fan of? Like, this girl's watching porn, and she's like, oh, I love the way you curate it. And then the guy's like, yeah, I'm down to cyber with you one day.
Yeah. I feel like going from I'm a fan of the porn that you curate to now we're, like, sexting is five messages.
Yeah. What is a porn blog? Are you familiar with porn blogs versus porn sites? Is it all the same thing?
I don't follow any porn blogs. I know that's what, like, Tumblr
used to be
at some point. Yeah, it was like just really hot porn gifs and stuff.
Instead of a directory, it's like, check out the stuff I've found.
Right.
Just like any blog.
Yeah. Just like, I don't want to search the web, like the internet for hot porn, but like this person does a good job. It's like following somebody's playlist on Spotify for new
good work.
Music.
Some sort of porn DJ.
Yeah. And the person has their contact probably for specific shit like this.
But I think this is a common problem, staying in a relationship for very long, sex drive dying, you find the thrill somewhere else.
Yeah. And I think that's like, it could also be like, this is where it nets out. Like, what if you go to your husband and you're like, you don't have a sex drive that satisfies me enough. I want to like have cyber sex with other guys. I won't fuck anybody in person. And he's like, okay. You know, maybe it's not that easy. But I just think that like, This thing that you're doing is not a solution to the problem. And it's not like my fiance didn't touch me, so I had to do this. I don't think that's fair. Your fiance wasn't touching you, and you wouldn't talk to him about it, and now you're doing this. It's not like, I don't think it's anybody's fault, but I do not think that it's, I don't think it's your fiance's fault.
So you're not going all the way to call off the wedding quite yet?
No, I just think everybody needs to friggin' talk to each other.
Yeah.
And like, you don't have to, I'm not even telling you to come clean because I lie all the time. But I think you could at least say that you're unsatisfied with your sex life and see what your fiance does with that. And if he changes, great. And if he doesn't, then you shouldn't get married to him.
All right. Can't beat that. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll answer some more questions after this. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right,
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a listener that I... Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Not in a traditional sense, but I did meet somebody at our show who gave me a Jake and Amir scroll.
Mm.
And I would advise you to read it.
You mean this scroll that's right next to me?
Yes, I quite enjoyed it. I believe she was right on the front of our meet and greet line.
Whoa.
Had a scroll for us.
Super
fan. We
took
a photo. And I read it, and it was super funny.
And the handwriting is very nice, too.
Quite.
Top 10 Things to Say When I Meet Amir and Jake by Laura Ingrown Toenail Umberto She.
Rodrigo. Oh.
Number one, have some fun. Roll a blunt. And when we're done, let's get high and punch my mom.
Oh, she didn't write any lines for me in this, right?
No.
Okay, cool. So I'll try to improvise.
Okay. Number two, Jake and Amir who? These clowns make me frown when they come to town. Can we have someone new?
So sorry, you don't want to meet us?
Number three, I am Glee. You Nimrods are my idols. Thank ye.
You just said you didn't like us. You wanted someone new.
Number four, these guys are a bore.
Right.
Remind me, what did I come to this show for? It would really please me if they came round no more. It's a waste of time when instead I could have just clocked my mom in the head and dropped dead.
You said one moment ago that you were glee upon meeting us. And why do you hate your mother?
Number five, I feel alive. My mom, she's cold as clams and my heart's going bam, bam. I've killed someone in my family. And yes, I don't like yams.
That is not what you want to lead with, the yams.
Number six, my gut feels like bricks. My mother has croaked and I'm starting to choke. Think quick, I'll pin it on these sorry blokes. Not my fault, officer, you see I was high. Guess you'll have to pick these hicks to die.
You killed your mother. I won't take the fall for that.
Number seven, a 2011. I'll drive off. Sorry. Number seven, a 2011 Chevy. I drove off in a proudly American car, having scapegoated two for more than an innocent. What the fuck? Two more than innocent PP list celebrities. Justice, baby.
That's not justice.
Number eight, my chest carries weight.
Feel so guilty, right?
Things need to be made right. I stand before two Jews on death row, flustered, embarrassed, and most of all, high. Excuse me, executioner. Something needs to be set straight. These curmudgeons never gave me an autograph before slaying my mother, and I desire so much more.
What?
Number nine, LOL. We all guffaw like a bunch of hypertensive rabbits. The whole ordeal is borderline comical. Mr. Hurwitz and Bloom, I enjoy a nice wine. I literally become Amir's godmother and Mr. Hurwitz's godson. Things are looking fine. All things death penalty accepted.
So we are getting the death penalty.
Number 10. Good show, dudes.
I think she went with number 10 in the end.
Yeah. Well, ours is usually a countdown. This one started insane and then ended up with a nice number 10.
Indeed.
Good show, dudes. All right. Thank you to Laura for that.
Laura. That's right.
I'll autograph that and sell it on fucking, I don't know, Etsy?
Good on ya.
All right. Let's see. Shall we? Can we answer a few more questions?
Will we?
Won't we? Here's another one from a lady who's kind of having the opposite problem of the last one.
Let's do it.
Call her, another female city's name. Florence.
Yeah.
Florence writes, I'm a 26-year-old female in a committed monogamous relationship of almost 5 years with a 30-year-old male. Before I get into dirt, I want to clarify that we are very much in a healthy relationship and love our sex life.
Okay.
Very different from the last lady.
Always the butt, though.
However, I have recently had a few dreams of MMF threesomes, and I cannot but help but desire that kind of allure. The thought of having that kind of attention being twice as intense, and also DP, is super hot to me. So I told my partner about the dreams, and apparently it turned him on to hear me so turned on that we proceeded to have amazing sex, and I thought that was the end of it until later. And that same evening, while we were in the car headed out for dinner, he asked me straight up, if you were to actually get into a threesome, who would you choose to be our third? I immediately froze because, honestly, I have not even tried to think about it. Yet, as it seemed like such an elusive reality, I turned the question back on him, and with no hesitation, he named two of his best guy friends, neither of which I would be interested in, as I know them well enough, and they know that we are in a committed relationship as well.
Two of my best guy friends. I bow out.
And I'm just videotaping the bish for an amateur porn blog.
I'm a tripod for you.
Assuming he wasn't serious, I chuckled and got out of the car since we conveniently arrived at our destination, and that was kind of the end of that conversation. Because the conversation ended so briefly, I am now possibly overthinking it, but at this point I have no idea what to think. Was he serious? Do I bring it up to him again with the possibility of actually working something out? Do straight guys even want to partake in a real-life MMF threesome? Or is this a slippery slope that inevitably leads to heartbreak? Should we just take a trip to an adult store and satisfy this itch in a different way? Help! Thanks in advance. Overly horny female in San Francisco.
Oh, home of the potential HeadGum Live Fest.
Whew.
What do you think, man?
It's weird that he instantly named two guy friends of his. I wouldn't know. I would think that's a rarity. If some guy wanted to have a threesome, he's like, yeah, or we can do it with my two close guy friends.
Right. Yeah. But that makes me think it's almost like, I feel like I could name who I would have a threesome with if somebody asked, because I also know that I wouldn't do it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so you would just name friends, but it's not an actual genuine
right. If I was
offer.
Like, hey, who's like the guy friend of yours that you're most likely to have a threesome with? And you would like, no, but it's not like...
anybody you would actually do right. it with.
By the way, who is the most likely?
For me?
Yeah.
I guess... I would use my ugliest friend so that I don't feel threatened at all.
Gotcha. So we should say that guy in the count of three?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Marty.
You. Marty.
I guess we look pretty much alike. So
I'm offended either way. yeah. Would you ever entertain the idea of an MMF threesome with your lover?
I mean, if it was something that was important to her, but I would, I guess I'd feel at this point maybe a little hoodwinked. I would entertain an MMF threesome generally.
But I
know I've never really been into threesomes either MMF or FFM with people that I was in a committed relationship with.
Because it does get confusing, complicated, funky,
I think
and weird.
Yeah, I guess I like threesomes that are more like spontaneous and fun where everybody's friends. But I would do like... guy, girl.
Or everybody's a stranger where you don't have to deal with the repercussions the next
yeah,
2 months.
Yeah, I think so. But I think that she sort of mentioned it here, like go to a sex store and see if we can satisfy the urge. That's like a decent way to dip your toe in the water, you know, like if you guys do that, if you got a dildo or something.
Yeah.
And got to do it like a faux DP thing and you both really liked it and you wanted to take the next step. Then you can have the conversation again.
So instead of my best friend, let's have sex with this dildo.
And the dildo will be your best friend.
That's cool.
For a day.
Yeah.
For a night.
So you guys all go to Disneyland together. You're on Splash Mountain. Right.
You should get dinner. You should get liquored up a little bit.
Yeah, so you have a boozy, brunchy situation with your wife
mimosas.
And a dildo.
Right, exactly.
And then for the dildo, I think the dildo just wants a bloody. And then you put the dildo inside of a Bloody Mary.
Oh, that's fun. And then it's time to split the bill.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I only got a cocktail. And you guys had Eggs Benedict and... you had the pancake, and then you look at the dildo, like, you had, like, 5 bites of the pancakes. That's, like, how many I had, too.
Yeah.
Are you really not going to pay for the food?
Here, I'll Venmo request you, dildo. What's your username on the app?
It's strapon_dildo. I don't have a photo, so it's just the shadowed figure.
We have no friends in common because I just bought you, dildo. Why don't you just put the whole thing on your card, dildo, and I'll get the next one.
Dildo's card was declined.
Wasn't there a...
Dildo dined and dashed.
A College Humor video that you were in where it was like vibrator...
Vibrator
threatens.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, weren't you a human in it?
I was the guy, yeah.
And then the like, vibrator like...
Yeah.
Talked to you.
Right, exactly. Or like there was a girl who like... whose vibrator started getting like possessive... And then, like, I played a one-night stand who was chased out of the apartment by a vibrator. My acting career really took off since then.
That was the day you stubbed your toe 9 times, right? Mm-hmm. You were just constantly walking into furniture.
I was awful at entering the rooms.
And exiting in a huff. Mm-hmm. You ended up losing your job to a vibrator.
I think that was actually my first, like, on-camera kiss.
How was that?
Scary. Awkward.
Hot.
Never got better either.
Really?
I've done maybe 3 or 4 on-camera kisses, and I do not... I'm bad at them.
Because it's performing?
Yeah. It's a very strange emotion for me to act.
Because everyone else is looking, judging, staring. wondering.
So yeah, because I'm like nervous. I'm like, oh, like, so we'll just do a peck. I really don't want to overstep, but then that's like also just like weird acting. I don't know. You've had to do it. How many times have you done an on-camera kiss?
I've done an on-camera kiss a few times. The unsimulated oral for the indie movie that I directed. And then I am littered throughout the course of this guy's porn blog's history as some sort of cum bucket for a series of... I was a fluffer for a year. So I would get guys hard and fast.
It's crazy. They don't even use fluffers anymore.
I know. I guess for whatever reason, my internship at Huges ended up with me putting a fucking feather duster out down my spine like some sort of fluffer stegosaurus.
And then you graduated from your fluffer stegosaurus to Drake's wallet.
Then for a minute and a half,
You were Lil Wayne's cum rag. Also,
I was Meek Mill's anal bead in prison. Do you realize how bad that looks on a fucking resume? My LinkedIn says founder HeadGum, and underneath it, it says Meek Mill's anal bead.
Yeah. So, and when people call Meek Mill to get a reference,
yeah,
it's not glowing.
No, because he was sad in prison.
Right.
He was unhappy to be jailed that year.
It wasn't a good look for you to be the anal bead.
Yeah. They had to smuggle me in a cake next to a fucking hacksaw. They baked me into a Twinkie.
And he opted to use the bead instead of a hacksaw?
To get out of prison, yeah. Right. So smart. He would rub me against the bars of his jail cell. Where were we? That's right. I wouldn't want to fuck my lover with a best friend. So I think there is a little something weird there.
Well, especially if you don't want to fuck either of his friends that he mentioned. So, like, it's not necessary to, like, bring that up again. Because then he might think that you want to fuck those friends.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe put some thought into who it would be for you so you have an answer next time.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he's into this idea.
Yeah. And can I recommend a stranger? I think there's an app about finding a third, probably. Yeah.
Strangers are probably better.
Stranger, less danger. Yeah. Best friend, things don't end.
Also, I feel like your intentions here are like, not like you're bored with your boyfriend and you want to spice things up and add another guy, in which case I think that's a slipperier slope. Like, your fantasy is specifically threesome. So.
But it is convenient that both her and him like that MMF threesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. That's a rarity. That could lead to lots of hot sex for you guys. Congrats.
Mazel tov. You're in to be the stranger or not so much because they know you?
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't be a stranger.
Yeah.
I'm down to be their key ring. I'll spend a year doing their key ring.
So what does that entail? That means you're sort of a ring that they attach.
I hold all the keys. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have your apartment key, your mailbox key, maybe key to your parents' house, car key, bike lock key. It's a lot of keys to keep track of. Office key. So, yeah, I'll be the key ring.
I'll swallow a fob. So to turn on your car, you just sort of punch me in the stomach. All right. Thanks for listening. If you have your own questions, your own theme song, send them to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. First one from J. Crew. The second one is another guy who has an album in the works.
Wow.
I know Jake has perfect pitch and is the golden god of song and dance, but for Amir's sake, please just record yourself saying something like Jake and Amir are here or some quick quips. Y'all are good at that. I'll immortalize you in my good album forever. So we like throw out just like a clean, yo, Jake and Amir here. This is actually part of becoming a posse.
Oh, really?
So if this guy takes off, we could sort of become his posse. All right. Yeah. So like, let's give him some clean options.
Okay.
Yo, Jake and Amir in the house.
Amir sucks. What up? Let's do it. Woo!
Amir's awesome. Hey, we're here. We're both here. Amir's great.
Jake and Amir here. Fuck yeah. Let's get it, boys. Amir sucks.
Fuck yeah. Let's get it, boys.
Amir sucks.
Amir's good. Let's get it, boys.
Fuck Amir. Let's do it. Woo!
Fuck, I love having a good time with Amir. Jake and Amir in the house.
Amir's the worst. Peace out.
Amir's fine, baby. You were throwing me under the bus with a lot of those.
I was just like going off the cuff. I don't even know if he'll use any of that shit.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't. Jake and Amir here. Fuck yeah. Amir rules.
Amir's fuck Amir, let's do it.
That one was just fuck Amir, let's do it.
All right.
Let's get one of you clean, because if he wants to do it, he won't be able to do it without using a negative one. Say, fuck yeah, Jake and Amir are here.
All right.
Go. Fuck yeah, Jake and Amir are here.
Let's go. Amir's the man.
Not.
He might cut it off right after I say Amir's the man.
Say, fuck yeah, Jake and Amir are here.
I don't, you're like nitpicking this. It's like not fun for me anymore.
Hell yeah. Jake and Amir in the house.
Jake in the house. What up? Jake's the man. Amir sucks. Let's get it.
This one is written by Young Man, I should say. So thanks, Young Man. Thanks, Jake. Thanks to you guys for listening. Thanks to everybody who came out. For more If I Were You, you can check out our Patreon. Every other Thursday, a bonus ad-free video episode of If I Were You.
Yes!
And we'll be back next week. Ciao, baby.
Later. Life's a choice. I do the laundry. Air out all your dirty laundries. And once it's all been said and done, don't you think it's half so fun? Jake and Mia, they don't know what you should do or what the fuck is going on, but boy, do they know how to just spread what's not good times. My two favorite shoes. Say what you want about Jake. That was a HeadGum Podcast. Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is? Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House. Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are? Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir. Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring? All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring? Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and some surprise guests as well. More, yes. And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.